Take the word of God, please, and turn with me to Proverbs chapter number 3. Proverbs chapter number 3. As we stand to our feet, I'm going to read two verses of Scripture, very familiar. Sermons I preached, some things just touching on these next few weeks we have together. The Bible says in verse 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." And I want to preach on that thought tonight, "And he shall direct thy paths." Let's pray together. Father, we love you, and we thank you for loving us. Lord, we need thee tonight. I need a special touch from you. Lord, may the Spirit of Christ be real to us and through us. May we be comforted by your word and help to go further for thee. We commit this time to you. For it's in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. Please be seated. You ever meet somebody and they're lost, looking for directions? And around here we get a lot of people pulling in our parking lot. And they say, "Do you know how to get somewhere?" And sometimes I can help them and sometimes I can't. One day somebody came in and they were speaking to me in some unknown tongue. It was a language I did not understand. They were looking for a place. And they got on the phone with somebody that spoke English, and they told me what they were looking for. And I still didn't know where to tell them to go. But I felt a little bit better about telling them I didn't know how to get there, you know, when I found out. And so I had to tell the people on the phone, and he interpreted it for me to these other folks. Anyway, there's a lot of people that wanders aimlessly through life. They're always, you know, never getting there. A lot of times people on the road have to stop and get directions. And it's always good to talk to somebody that knows exactly where you're going and can tell you how to get there. It's pretty neat, you know, to be able to stop and say, "I'm trying to look for such and such a community." And they'll tell you exactly where you need to go. And there's great comfort in that. Of course, now we have these GPSs in a lot of our cars, and you don't have to stop and ask anybody. All this communication is just to get people to quit communicating with each other, right? I believe it's a ploy of the devil, don't you? Right. You realize that many of us will talk to people on the other side of the country, but we'll never go next door and speak to our own neighbor. Isn't that an amazing thing? I thought about that a lot. I guess that's nothing to do with my message. I just thought it was kind of interesting to think about that. But it is good to talk to somebody that knows the way. And I want you to know tonight that God knows exactly what's needed for you. God knows exactly. And he knows the best direction, and he knows the way to get there. He is the authority. And as he takes us, the way may not always be simple, or it may not always be easy. And sometimes there may be bumps in the way or obstacles in the way. There may be ruts in the road, mountains and valleys. But God knows what's best. And we need to follow him and allow him to direct our paths. And the Bible in these two verses tells us exactly what we need to know, how we can be directed by him in our lives. And I want us to look at it together. The first thing we're to do is trust in the Lord with all thine heart. That's the first step. It's the first thing. The Bible says, Proverbs says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." And today people are being taught to trust only in self. The Bible says, "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool." The Bible says to trust the Lord, and every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. I want you to know tonight that we must trust in the Lord. We may be looking for direction. Well, it begins by trusting in the Lord, by putting our faith in the Lord. The Bible says, blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. Trust is an Old Testament, Old Testament word that we find used in the New Testament for faith. Trust and faith. If we look at the Old Testament, we're going to find it given to us 152 times. And it means that we're to take refuge, to hide in Him. We're to lean on Him. The psalmist said, what time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. Trust in the Lord. It means to roll on, you know? To roll something on, almost like how we talked this morning about casting our care on the Lord. Psalm 22 says he trusted in the Lord that he would deliver him, talking about the Lord Jesus. That messianic psalm means to stay upon. And that's what Job did. He trusted in the Lord. With all that was happening, Job just kept trusting the Lord, kept putting his faith in Him. Well, if we're looking for direction in life tonight, then we must begin by trusting in the Lord and not half-heartedly, not with just a little bit of it. But the Bible says, with all thine heart. We're to take refuge. We're to lean on Him. We're to roll over on Him. We're to stay upon Him. We're to be looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, because He knows all. Nothing takes Him by surprise. We can trust Him. We can trust Him moment by moment. We can trust Him hour by hour. We can trust Him day by day, week by week, month by month, and year by year. We can trust in the Lord. We're to do it with all of our heart. The reason a lot of people are drifting aimlessly through life is because they've not even taken the first step of putting their faith in the Lord. That's where it all begins. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. The second thing, lean not to thine own understanding. This is where it gets tough sometimes. But it gets a little bit tougher. We'll talk about that in just a few moments. Lean not to thine own understanding. So many times we have to know everything before we make a move. We got to see the end result. But then we might as well throw the trust in the Lord part out. Because the Bible says we're to walk by faith, not by sight. Trusting in the Lord is putting our faith in Him. So it's walking by faith. And then we're not to lean to our own understanding. So many people, before they take the next step, they have to know how everything's going to turn out. And if we're to be directed in the path that God has for us, there has to be faith. You know, it would be wonderful for us, I mean, personally, if I could look and see the end of all of it. But then if I could, then there would be no faith in my life. But here's what I want you to know about tonight. God already sees the end of it. And if I trust Him, He'll take care of me. I don't have to understand everything. Lean not to thine own understanding. One reason many people don't trust in Christ is because they can't understand it all. See, faith is believing without seeing. That's what the faith life is. And then many people will. They'll believe and they'll put their faith in Christ for salvation. But they fret when they don't understand everything that's happening. Well, the same faith we put in Christ for salvation, we need to continue to put our faith in the Lord after we're saved. And trusting every moment of the day, we're to trust Him. We're to lean not to our own understanding. Lots of things we may not understand, but if we'll trust Him, He won't take us wrong. He'll not give you the wrong directions. He'll not say, well, you need to go this way, knowing that really you need to go that way. You may not always understand exactly the way He's taken you. But His way is perfect. His way is right. I think about Moses. There's no doubt that Moses learned a lot in the finest universities in Egypt. But when it came time to follow God, God took him the path that nobody would have thought that
the Lord would have taken him. God let him to be trapped when he was leading the children of Israel. He led him to a place where they couldn't go to the right, they couldn't go to the left, the enemy was behind, the Red Sea was before. Now, I'm sure he sat there and said, when he got there, I said, well, this makes sense. You know, I can understand this, you know. Enemy's hot on our trail, Red Sea before us. We can't go this way, we can't go that way. I guess we're just going to get killed right here. God led us out of Egypt. So that's not what Moses said. Moses called out to God. And the Lord said to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. And then he said, go forward. And he told Moses, lift your hands. And when he lifted his hands, you know what happened? The Red Sea opened up. And they walked over on dry ground. Now, I'm sure that in his own understanding, he couldn't understand why that God would lead him to such a way. But when he got there, God proved himself to him. We must not lean into our own understanding. It don't always have to make sense when we're trusting the Lord. It's just doing what he wants us to do. It's following him. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. So we just have to learn to trust the Lord. The Lord said, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. This was beyond their understanding. But it was not until they began to move forward and the Red Sea began to open, they began to say, oh, God's right again. He's never wrong, is he? And then it says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. This is even tougher. This is even tougher than lean not in thine own understanding. Because it says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. As we go through life, we're to acknowledge him. We must seek his counsel and be sure that which we do is right with God. But when it says, in all of our ways, that means when things are going wonderful, when they're smooth, when they're fair, when they're pleasant, when everything goes just exactly the way that you thought it would go, you know, it turns out that way. When things go to your own satisfaction, acknowledge him. Be thankful. But in all thy ways means when things don't go the way that you thought it would go. It also means when things get difficult, when you get uncomfortable, when there's thorns in the pathway, we're to acknowledge him with submission. Acknowledge him in all our ways. When it's going good, thank you, Lord. When it's not going so good, Lord, what are you teaching me? What do I need to learn? What are you showing me, Lord? I want to learn it. And I'm going to submit myself to you. We're being taught that as life goes on, we're to acknowledge him in every area. Whether it be sunshine and clouds, whether it be rains and storms, we don't leave God out, but we acknowledge him. The Bible says when we trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and we lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge him, the Bible says, he shall direct thy paths. This is a promise from God. He shall direct thy paths. So there's no need to wander or drift aimlessly with no sense of direction. There's no need to worry or fear. There's no need to gripe or complain. We trust him. We lean on him. We acknowledge him. We turn our understanding to him, and he will direct our paths. I wish I could tell you the outcome or to give you the solution to everything that's happening in our lives. As far as just saying this is how it all ends up in this world, I can't tell you. But I can tell you if you've trusted Jesus Christ by grace, through faith, as your personal Savior, that it all ends up good. Because we'll be with him. But along the way, we can have his direction. If we'll trust Him with all of our heart, lean not to our own understanding, and in all of our ways acknowledge Him, He will direct our paths. We look for things, we try to see it all, we try to figure it all out, but through it all, God is teaching us. And God's trying to show us certain things. It may not turn out exactly the way you thought or I thought, but if you'll just follow God, He won't take you the wrong way. He won't direct you down the wrong path. Every rock in the road will have a purpose. Every valley, every mountain will have a purpose. Every difficult time and every blessing will matter, because He's directing our paths. The Lord is always previous. And if we'll ever figure that out, then we'll know we'll be able to live our lives every day. He's always before us. What I'm so concerned about for tomorrow, He's already there. And He's got it in His control. And as long as I do what He wants me to do, you do what He wants you to do, guess what? It'll be okay. Right? It'll turn out good. Before things ever happen, we just trust Him. We lean not to our own understanding. We acknowledge Him. And He'll show us the way. Step by step, He'll show us the way. And when we get through the difficulties and we look back, we'll see His hand carrying us through. And it won't be till you're through it, more than likely, that you'll be able to say, I'm so glad that God brought me through these things. Because through it, I found Him to be trustworthy. I found Him to know what He's doing. And I found that He had this purpose in my life. He's a wonderful, wonderful Savior. And He will direct our paths. Let's bow forward to prayer. Wanted to preach this tonight. I've preached it in a longer form before. But I wanted to get these points because many of us are searching. The promise is He will direct our paths. And through it all, God has a purpose and a plan for your life, for my life, for our lives. And His purpose is great. May the Lord help us. Tonight you may need to come and say, Lord, I'm just going to not lean to my own understanding. I'm going to acknowledge You. It's tough, but I'm going to acknowledge You. Things are good, and I want to thank You. I'm trusting You with all my heart, Lord. I'm not trusting myself. I'm just going to trust in You. If that's what you need to do tonight, why don't you do that? Just trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your way, acknowledge Him. Then watch Him. He'll show you exactly what He wants you to do next. Father, we give this time to Thee. May Thy precious will be done. In Jesus' name. With heads bowed and eyes closed, let's stand to our feet.